This version of the perch is essentially the same as the one we call front feet perched. The only difference is that in this exercise, the rear feet are up on the perch, and the front legs are the ones that have to do the fancy footwork. Like its sister exercise, front feet perched, this exercise helps to teach your dog where to place its feet to help prevent injuries or accidents like stepping on puppies. But it's also a great exercise to strengthen the front legs, particularly the muscles that support your dog's weight. Start by using food to lure your dog to step across the perch, so your dog first steps up on the perch with its front feet and then continues moving forward, ending up with just the rear feet on the perch. Use lots of treats once your dog gets there because it's an odd position for dogs and they often feel uncomfortable standing that way, at least initially. Now stand beside your dog facing the same direction as your dog is, with your leg next to your dog's chest. Hold food in front of you but elevated so that your dog can't get it. Your dog's head should be up and turned towards you. Next, step gently sideways into your dog, making sure that you remain facing the same direction as your dog and keeping its head turned toward you by holding the food up. Don't give any treats until your dog takes a step sideways. But once your dog does take a step, be quick with the reward and then just as quick returning the treat to its original position in front of you, out of reach of your dog. If you can't get your dog to move using the above technique, you can try plan B, where you hold the food down in front of you so that your dog can nibble on it, and then step away from your dog so that it follows you around the circle. The problem with this approach is that many dogs take their rear feet off the perch when they move toward you, so you should always try the method in which you step into your dog first. Only if your dog seems to be completely unable to move with that method should you try plan B, and then only use it until your dog gets hang of the fact that they're supposed to move around the circle. Once they do, revert to the method where you step into your dog. That's much more likely to help your dog realize that it has to keep its rear feet on the perch. Gradually reward for completing larger and larger parts of a circle around the perch. Most dogs learn this exercise very quickly, and then you don't have to be so careful about your position or the position of the food. Your goal is to have your dog circle 3 times in one direction, then 3 times in the other direction, and then repeat twice more. Again, we alternate sides so that the dog doesn't get dizzy. To make this exercise a little bit harder, execute it on a variety of surfaces such as grass, gravel, or sand. Next, you can have your dog do it on hills to make balance a bit trickier. Then, to make it really difficult, place your perch in the middle of a pile of pickup sticks or place a ladder along one side of the perch so that your dog has to transition from a regular surface to stepping over the rungs of the ladder and back to the regular surface again as it circles. Once your dog can do this exercise on a variety of different surfaces, you can begin to elevate the perch. Start by stacking objects under the existing perch to make it higher, then switch to using an upside-down plastic storage bin or a step stool. Eventually, you can increase the height of your dog's rear feet so that they're resting on an object about as high as the elbows. That's plenty high enough to give your dog a great workout.